Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
Hi, Niall. Huge fan of your show. This is an interesting email, by the way, that I think you'll like. I listen both night and day as I find it a great source of company and love a good debate. I'm a man in my 50s and myself and have two children. My eldest moved out 2 years ago. My youngest will be moving out in September to go to college. My youngest moving out has made me suddenly realise that I don't really have a lot of people that I spend time with, as my wife passed away 10 years ago from an aggressive illness. So it's just been me and the two kids ever since. After my wife died, I put all my efforts into raising our children and ensuring that they had everything that they needed and wanted. I didn't want them ever to feel like losing their mother would mean that they didn't have anyone around. Thankfully, my job is incredibly flexible. I'm a taxi driver, so I worked when they were in school or with friends, but I tried to make sure that I was there when they got home and able to go to their matches and training, etc., etc. I have no regrets about doing all of this, but because I put my efforts into raising my children, I don't have a lot of adult company in my life. Any of the friends that I have, I still have from college days, started their families after me and my wife, so they're still running around after their kids and don't have a huge amount of time to do things. I guess what I'm wondering is, how do you make friends when you get older? I'm not necessarily looking for anything romantic or a relationship. I would just like to be with or be able to have some adult company so I don't feel completely alone when my youngest does eventually move out. And you know, this is something that can affect, and I don't know whether it affects men more than it affects women. I think it might affect men more than it affects women, because women tend to have bigger circles of friends and they tend to keep those circles of friends. Whereas men, when they get married, sometimes lose their friends. And I'm not saying it's intentional or anything like that. I just think it happens. I think men don't rely as much on their friends as women do. Women like to constantly, you know, run things past their friends, you know, even if it's to do with their own relationships, etc., etc. They compare notes. Whereas men tend not to. They're a bit more private when it comes to those things. So they kind of lose out on that, that whole aspect of having a circle of friends. So how does he meet people? He's not necessarily, by the way, looking for hookups or anything like that. That doesn't sound like what he's looking for. He's not looking for a relationship. But maybe somebody to go for walks with, somebody to go to the cinema with, maybe somebody to bring on holidays with him, somebody to come over to the house, maybe have a drink, a glass of wine every now and again, but not even just for a relationship or for sex or anything like that, just to have a friend. You know, it could be male, could be female. It doesn't really matter. He's just looking for friends. So how do you expand your circle of friends when you're in your 50s? And you know, you're probably thinking to yourself, sure, it's easy enough now. You just go out somewhere. But maybe he's not a drinker. Maybe he's somebody who doesn't really go to pubs and stuff like that. You know, because that's probably one way of doing it. But maybe he doesn't drink. Or maybe he doesn't go out or doesn't like that kind of social aspect of life. So how do you actually do it? Now, maybe you're in that situation. Or you have been in that situation. Maybe you went through a divorce or separation. Or a partner died when you were reasonably young. In your 40s or 50s, how did you go about getting yourself back out there again to have friends? Because when you get married and you have kids, everybody knows you tend to isolate yourself a little bit and you lose a lot of the friends, certainly the ones on the exterior that you used to have. You might have a few very close friends, but a lot of the other ones, the acquaintances, you lose because you're not going out in groups anymore because you've got kids now. You've got other responsibilities and your life changes. In case you haven't had kids yet, by the way, think about it strongly because your life changes. Anyway, the number is 087-188-0008. And the question is, how do you make friends as you get older or when you're older rather than when you're younger? It's easier when you're younger, but how do you make friends? The number is 087-188-0008. Maybe you're in that situation, be you male or female, by the way, and you think you can give some good advice on how to make friends. I suppose it's easy to say, go onto a dating website, but that's not really what he wants. He doesn't want that. He doesn't want a relationship or a hookup. He's just looking for friends, people to have fun with. The number is 087-188-0008. Let me go to Oisín. Oisín, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing, Oisín?
You all right, Noel? How are you?
Good, Oisín. It sounds like an easy thing to do, to make friends, but it's actually not.
It isn't. I've worked for myself so long. I've got a big workshop out in my backyard, so I do a lot of customer work and everything else, you know. Mm-hmm. And that takes up a fair bit of my time. Yeah. And honestly, you know, when you're younger, it's easy to make friends. It just is, for some reason. Some people are outgoing. Some people are very sort of, they're very, they're just outgoing. It's just a personality. I used to be like that.
Yeah.
And it's funny now that I'm 47, I've got one or two very good mates. But apart from that, and it's only because you brought the topic up, I'm saying to myself, do you know something? I actually don't have a tight circle of friends.
Yeah.
And I don't drink. And I've never done drugs. You know, not that that comes into the conversation at all.
Let's come out in a session, a drug session.
Yeah. Let's just come out with everything, you know. But no, I genuinely, I have questioned myself in the past going, is it me? Is there something wrong with me? Do I not want to make friends? Yeah. Am I not easy to talk to? It sounds all depressing. It's not meant to be depressing at all.
No.
But I have started to question it where I'm actually saying to myself, I really don't have a... I'm not talking...
Does it bother you not having a lot of friends?
To be honest, lately, not just because of the topic today, but definitely over the last year and a half, it has. Now, never mind the big C.
Yeah.
It has, yeah. Yeah, it has, because, you know, I find that I just do my own work and I get on with it.
Yeah, because I suppose during the lockdown, people would have realised it more so because, you know, you were kind of, if you were locked down, you were on your own, you were isolated unless you had friends that you could hook up with, you know what I mean?
Correct, exactly, you know. And no, genuinely, lately I have, you know, even my son, the other time he goes, oh yeah, you've no mates, daddy.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of way. Now, it's done in a slagging sense, but in one respect, he's actually right.
You see, when you're young, you've loads of friends. And you go through them, you know, like hot potatoes. But then once you settle down and you have your own kids, your focus becomes your children and your family.
That's what happened with me. My kids were, that was it. That was it. I'm not saying I left out mates. I'm not saying I ignored them. Everybody moved on. They got married, they had kids, they moved abroad.
Yeah.
They moved down the country. We lost contact.
Yeah.
And I just focused on my kids and trying to keep myself, you know, making money and sort of above board.
That's kind of normal. That's what people do. But then what happens then when that comes to an end and your kids move on with their lives when they're 22 and they go out the door and wave goodbye to daddy?
To be honest, that's where I'm at. And I know I'm only 47. I know that. Well, actually, that's a lie. 47 this July, right?
Yeah, okay.
But honestly, that's where I'm at now, where I'm going, oh, dear God. I do go to pubs the odd time. I go in and have an alcohol-free beer, right? And I sit there, and I feel like a spare tool.
Yeah.
So, you know what kind of way?
And what are you hoping happens when you sit there? Are you hoping someone will come over and go, can I join you?
Sometimes, can I be honest, this is going to sound so desperate. It really is. And it's no reflection on myself or any other man or woman out there. Sometimes I do, yeah.
Yeah. So you're hoping somebody will just sit down beside you and you can start up a chat.
You just start a conversation, yeah.
Right, okay.
You know, or numerous times I've started up conversations as well.
Yeah.
Just to have a chat with somebody, you know.
Yeah.
And sure, sometimes you say to yourself, God, I'm really out of touch here.
Yeah.
You know, I think maybe just, I'm going to have to do it. And maybe this gentleman, he may get some solace out of it. I think you just have to... Bite the bullet and throw yourself in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'll be honest, I know I'm going to have to.
Well, by the way, I'm curious to know whether men or women find it more difficult. I think men find it more difficult.
I think men do, to be honest. We can be, as you rightly said, women have, like my ex has a huge big group of friends and they're all always going out, they're going to concerts, they always stick together, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not envious, that's just the way they are, that's fine, that's not an issue. I think men just stick with a certain group, or if the group, you know, thins out and goes away to a certain extent, or you fall out, or you lose contact, we just tend to stick on our own.
Stay there for a second. Let me just go to get a female perspective. Karen, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Karen?
Hi, how are you?
Karen, I mean, what should somebody do if they find themselves in a situation where their kids have moved on, they're on their own and they don't have many friends?
Well, like, I'd always kind of say to, like, join a local GAA club or, you know, like a football club or something and help out.
Yeah.
And you'll get to know everyone there. Like, my dad has loads of friends. He does it for a local GAA club and he's loads of friends.
Okay, so maybe even a voluntary organisation or something.
Yeah, yeah, to join. Like, I do think that the GAA club now is great because my dad would be on the committee now as well and they'd go for a meeting and then they might go for a drink afterwards, you know?
I know what you mean, yeah. So you're kind of building up some friends in the social circle that way.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea. So golf or darts or GAA or whatever it is you're interested in.
Golf and darts would just be kind of like that. I was just kind of saying that for, like, to kind of get out as well, but like the GAA club I just do for voluntary and, you know, to help out there.
Yeah.
And then to maybe play a sport that he might like golf or whatever, you know.
And do you think men or women struggle more with this? Is it mainly men, do you think, that struggle with this later in life, or do you think women do it as have the same problem?
I think it all depends on the person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think like everyone's different. I know, like, I know girls that would find it very hard where I would go and talk to a wall, you know.
I've done that. Please answer me back.
Well, to be honest with you, nowadays you might get better answers from the wall.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, so I mean, so you found it, but do you think that women tend to hang on to a circle of friends when they're married and have kids, whereas men tend to, I'm not saying this is a general rule, by the way, it just happens that men tend to cut themselves off a little bit sometimes.
Yeah, see, I don't really know. I don't know, because, like, from the men in, like, my life now, like, my dad has kept friends since he was young, and my uncle has all his friends since he was young. Do you know, I just think it all depends on the person.
I mean, I don't want to make it all sad, but loneliness is a real problem.
No, it's awful, but he should definitely go and do something, voluntary work or anything, you know.
I mean, Oisín, are you ever, I hate to make it sound real sad or anything
like
that.
No,
I mean, but I mean, do you ever get lonely?
I do, but I'll be honest with you, no, genuinely, because I'm separated, right? And I do, okay, but I have my kids to kind of, you know, keep me in check, if that makes sense, and kick me backside every now and again, and I kick theirs.
Yeah, but lonely for adult company, you know what I mean?
It is, yeah. No, I am. And the thing is, I'm kind of wrapping up.
Is that why you're talking to me today?
Oh, Niall, you're my best friend. I ring you every hour.
You could be my new best friend. Karen, you could be Karen's new friend as well.
There you go. No, what am I
doing? I'll talk to you.
Oh, right, nice one. Thanks very much.
She'll talk to the wall.
I sound like a complete depresso here. Maybe no mate to the problem there.
Yeah, but I mean, it is a real problem, isn't it, Karen, I think, for people as they get older, particularly if they've separated or if a partner's passed away or their kids have moved on. You know, and you're starting like a new life, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know?
Can I be honest with you? What I've actually done now is I'm wrapping up a lot of the work that I was doing, because it's kind of drying out a bit, right? So I've lashed out a load of CVs to get back to basically kind of part-time work.
Oh, okay.
And I'm saying to myself, oi, that'll be great. And at the same time, I'm going, Jesus, how do we interact with people again?
Oh, yeah. See, that's a good way of meeting people, by the way. A job.
No, I mean, I was making good money, but obviously things are destroying. It's not me. Things are just drying up gradually. And I've scaled down a lot of the work I was doing. So
what were you doing, by the way? I'm just curious now.
I'm an electrician by trade, but funny enough, I do a lot of carpentry.
Oh, right,
I'm not a carpenter now, but I have a whole workshop.
Jack of all trades, by the sounds of things. Let me just go to Paul as well. Paul, you're an Ireland's classic hits. How you doing, Paul?
Well, how you doing? Welcome to sunny Galway.
Oh, thank you very much. Is the sun beaming out of the sky?
Oh, it's cracking the stones here.
Listen, I was reading yesterday. Here's the thing, right? I don't know whether either one of you, Karen or Paul, saw this yesterday in the Sun, right? When I say the Sun, ironically enough, the Sun newspaper. Not that I believe everything I read in the Sun newspaper. But
don't
anyway.
Believe anything that reasons.
Yeah, it said, heat wave on the way. Ireland will be baking. Now, they use the word baking or something like that. Anyway, we'll be languishing in temperatures of 20 to 21 degrees. And I'm going, that's not a heat wave, 20 to 21 degrees. Sure, that's February weather, for God's sake. I mean, this has to be the worst summer ever.
Niall, I've been reading that. I don't know how many times I've read that same story over the last few weeks, and I'm still waiting for this heat wave they're talking about.
Yeah, and then they said on Saturday, I was listening to the weather forecast, it'll be a little bit cooler this weekend rather than the high temperatures we've been used to over the last week. And I go, what height? It was like somewhere between 16 and 20 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Karen wasn't out the back garden in her bikini with her wine in her hand.
We need a tornado that'll blow us down into the South Mediterranean somewhere.
I mean, they said this climate change would increase the temperature by by 1 or 2 degrees. I say bring it on.
Yeah.
I'm joking. I jest. Anyway, Paul, getting back to making friends. It is a problem as you get older, isn't it?
It can be, but it's up to the person themselves to put the foot forward, you know. I'm retired from the Army. I was a long number of years in the Army. We have our own organization, you know. We do a lot of things, like we and weekend trips and excursions and stuff like that, and we get together for functions and that kind of thing, you know.
Okay, for ex-members.
But this year now I'm going to join the local men's sheds, but I find the winter can be very boring and very depressing.
Oh, right.
You know? So I'm going to join the local men's sheds, and I think a lot of things go on there, like a bit of carpentry and gardening and painting and playing cars, and of course
drilling holes, hitting things with hammers.
Where would you be without a cup of tea?
Absolutely.
And,
uh,
But and there's a lot of different activities go on there, you know. Now, I know this, that person, that gentleman that contacts you, he won't meet any of the opposite sex in the men's shed, but...
Yeah.
It's something,
well, I don't think that's what he's interested in. I think he just wants friends.
Yeah, but a lot of stuff goes on there, and they're in every small town and city in the country, you know.
Women have the book clubs. Carol, are you in any book clubs now?
No.
Well, a lot of women I know have the book clubs, because the book clubs, if you actually, the book club is failing if you actually start talking about the book. So, but men, of course, do have the men's sheds, and they're popping up all over the country.
All over the place,
And you can go in and do hammer a few nails, do a bit of carpentry, do men things.
play snakes and ladders or ludo or chess or drafts. But there's another thing as well, and these, you know, these charity shops, they're always crying out for people to work behind the counter there to give them a handout, you know.
Yeah.
And you meet an awful lot of people going in and out there, and all kinds of people, you know, interesting people, you know. So it's a way of getting out there, putting your toe
in the water, so to speak.
Yeah.
And why do you think lads find it more? Karen doesn't necessarily think so, but I do believe men find it a bit more difficult, and I think they isolate themselves a little bit more when they get married. Why do you think that happens?
Yes, I don't know. I wouldn't have a problem. I'll make chat with men, women. It doesn't matter who they are.
Yeah, you'll chat with anybody.
Anyone at all, doesn't matter at all. But maybe some men do. I don't know, but I don't have a problem. And I don't drink either, so I can go into a pub with a crowd of lads and I can spend the night with them and have the crack with them and without having any alcohol, you know, and no problem.
Yeah, okay.
No problem. But I do find, since I retired, I do find the winter very depressing and, you know.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm going to join the men's shed this year, you know.
Okay.
It's just to get out during the day.
And to join the men's shed, is it just a case of, I'm not too familiar, do you just turn up at the door, literally?
Oh, you just turn up and you pay some kind of... You fill up some kind of a form and there's a subscription fee and that kind of thing, you know.
Yeah, so and I don't think that expensive. It's just a sub you pay, like you would to a youth centre years ago.
I don't think there's any guards or clearances or GDPR involved in it.
I don't think so. It's literally a load of lads in a shed or whatever. They're not normally a shed. There's only a warehouse or something like that.
They're probably talking about the lads up the road, you know.
Yeah, well, look, if there's anybody else, by the way, in the men's sheds, I'd love to hear about them, by the way. Thanks for that, Paul. The number's 087-188-0008. Let me go to Jan. Jan, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing?
How are you doing, Niall?
Good. Now, you moved here from Holland 10 years ago.
Poland. So 10 years ago.
Yeah. From where? Sorry?
Poland.
Oh, Poland. Sorry, I do apologise. Yeah. Okay, I thought it said Holland on my screen here. I do apologise. Okay, so when you come from another country, well, I suppose you have to make new friends then, don't you?
Well, my job helped me a bit. Like, there was still some Polish people around.
Okay.
So I'm Irish. I picked up the language. I picked up the accent.
You did?
So I kind of carried on with life here and changed it to the way it should be in here.
Yeah. And I suppose that if you're coming from another country, rather than going to the Polish community, it's probably better to, you know, meet more Irish people and immerse yourself in the culture, so to speak, and learn the language.
Indeed.
Yes, of course.
Indeed. I know people that work with me. They are only hanging out with Polish people. They are only in that little bubble of Polish community inside Dublin and whatever area it is.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be only sticking around with them. They can only barely speak English in some cases, I know.
Yeah,
it's harder for them to live in the entire community.
Well, Poland are Polish people, by the way, are the second biggest community in Ireland next to the Irish. So I mean, there's plenty of Polish people around. Great workers, by the way. Can I just point out? A lot of people have said that to me in the past. But Jan, so how do you recommend somebody meets new people or new friends? Maybe he's not a drinker and he doesn't go to pubs and stuff like that. So how do you reckon is the best way to do that?
Well, personally, for me, it was, first of all, it was work. In that case,
work.
It might not be a possibility. But I started going to play AstroTurf with the lads from local community.
Oh, okay.
So that's one of the ways.
What was that, five-a-side football or something? Was it five-a-side football or something like that?
Yeah. Five-a-side, six-a-side. It depends on the day how many people
you would turn up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Three-a-side, if less turn up.
Yeah, three-on-three, three, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you find yourself now, 10 years later, have you got a good circle of friends now?
Yeah, well, I have my old friend from Poland, who was my best friend since the school. Then I left a lot of friends that I kind of didn't continue the friendship back in Poland. Same goes for Dublin. Like, there's a lot of lads I know in Dublin. I only could message them once a year, twice a year sometimes, just for a quick exchange of a few messages, but nothing major. I do visit a few old pals and work as well as I come to Dublin. I'm in Galway now, so I only literally met one person recently that I might be going out for a go-kart soon, but I don't know how it's going to work out.
Yeah, so I suppose organising events, going out go-karting and with a few friends and maybe ring a few people and say, look, would you be interested in doing this maybe as a group or whatever? Yeah, that kind of stuff, yeah. Be a good idea.
Yeah, that could work.
Okay. All right, and by the way, how are you enjoying living in Ireland? Did you prefer, I'm just curious now, do you prefer Ireland or Poland?
I think...
Be honest.
After one third of my life in here, and I'd be kind of more into Ireland, being honest.
Okay. And what about the...
Most of the case, apart from the weather, maybe.
The weather,
Today is nice and sunny, but I still find it hard during most of the year in the rain and all. Especially, I'm a driver, so I hate wet roads. I hate hailstones.
You wouldn't have as much rainfall in Poland. In the winter, maybe, but certainly not the
summer. Well, you'd go below 20 degrees or even 30 degrees sometimes.
Yeah.
During the winter, but that wasn't a matter back in the day when I used to live in Poland. Now there is a little snow in here and I'm terrified to drive.
I know. Yeah. And why would you not get snow in Poland?
You would, but you'd get loads. Like when I was 20, I had my driving license. I used to drive around in the snow. I had no problem with it. But now I'm in Ireland for 10 years.
Okay, you're not used to it. Yes, of course.
No, I'm literally terrified when I see a little ice on the road.
I get you, Jan. Listen, Jan, thank you very much indeed. Loads of audio, by the way, coming in on WhatsApp as well. Let me just play a little bit of this before I move on.
Hiya, Niall. It's Mary here. I just wanted to make a comment on that chap in his 50s. He didn't say whether he was looking for a relationship or whether he's just looking for friends, or is he looking for friends with benefits. I'm 60. I'm married a long time, but I do find that when you get to a certain age, and I don't know whether it's the same for men, you start to feel a little invisible, and you become the very person that when you were in your 20s or that you looked at and you went, God, look at that old one, or you know. And I did two things when I just turned 60. I decided that I was going to embrace the 60 as a number rather than a way of living, and also let my hair go grey. And I have to say, it was the best thing I've ever done. Touch wood, it still lasts that way. I'm only about 4 weeks into my 60th, but I'm absolutely, I've decided that this year my birthday isn't just one day a year, it's the whole year. And you know, this chap, if he has that kind of attitude and projects that outwards, then people should just come to him, and he shouldn't have a problem finding friends. It's people who start to act like their age, you know, and they start to think, oh God, you know, I'm a certain age, so I have to behave a certain way. Not at all. Get out there and start living. And just be you. Forget the numbers and just be you. All right. Take care. Love the show as usual. Bye.
That's some great advice, Mary. Yeah, act your age. In other words, embrace your age. And you're right. I remember when I was younger and you look at people who were in their 50s and my age, 58, 60, whatever it was, and you look at that outflow, that outflow over there. I'm now the outflow. My God. Never thought of it like that. You do become invisible,
don't
you?
I can't come on. I've got a couple of good friends, I suppose, two, that I really like spending time with. They're honest, they're fun, but my best friend is my husband, because I am just 150% myself around him, warts and all. He puts up with me, I suppose, and vice versa. But other than that, I've got, I'd say, two people that I feel I can talk to about anything. And I enjoy their company. It's not a drag to see them coming your way, you know. They're good friends. Yeah, but only two. And, like, that's it. I just find it hard to trust people, I suppose. Plenty of acquaintances, all right, but if I call a friend, a real friend that I would share my inner thoughts with, I've two, and I have my husband, who's my best friend, Joanna.
Joanna, you're right. There are very few people in your life who are really your friends. You'll have a lot of acquaintances in your life, and you'll have a lot of people that you'll work with throughout your life, or people that you'll be close to in work or wherever it happens to be, in school. But they're not really friends, because they would stab you in the back quicker than you could imagine. But the majority of people who are friends, a friend is somebody necessarily that you don't talk to every single day, or even every single week, or possibly not even every single year. But a friend is somebody that you could turn to if you were really stuck, you know, for someone to talk to, and they would give you non-judgmental advice, and they would keep it a secret, and they would keep your confidentiality. They're a real friend, not the ones who pretend they're your friend. Because I can tell you now, my personal experience, certainly over the last 5 years, where I've had, you know, a difficult time in my life, you really find out who your friends are when you're stuck and in a bad place. And those people who claim to have proclaimed to have been your friends over the years don't come up trumps. Then you find out who your friends are. And then to the ones you don't expect, the ones that you don't hear from too often, and they find out your circumstance, and they contact you and they say, listen, there's nothing I can do. They're the ones who are the real friends.
Hey, Niall. Just hearing your conversation there. I can't come on, unfortunately. But listen, that guy can, there's an app called Meetup. And he just basically joins, just downloads it. And then all he has to do is search for his interests, like pictures or walks or anything like that. And it's just a group of people who meet up. Some are drinkers, some aren't. Just, you know, if he wants to do painting, anything, Niall, it's there. So all he has to do is go search for his interests, join the groups, and then they put up all these attendance, all these venues that he can attend, and he can just show his interest if he's going to attend or not. It's apparently a great way of people meeting. So love the show, Niall.
Okay, sure. I'm looking at the app here, by the way. It says, yeah, a new community is waiting for you. For 20 years, millions of people have chosen Meetup to make real connections over things that actually matter. And you can start your own groups on it. So if you want to start a group for yoga, or a group for bowling, or a group for football supporters, or whatever it is, and then people like-minded meet up for maybe drinks and have a night out or whatever it is. And you can host safe events. It looks like a really good app, if that's the kind of thing you want to do. You can start your own group on it. It's called Meetup. And you can get that online, by the way. There's an app there. It's a good recommendation.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic.